The 29th path may be a surprise. Its symbolism is unashamedly sexual. Its letter is Kof, the back of the head. It contains the cerebellum, the second of the five brains we have grown. The reptilian, or pons, the cerebellum, the limbic system, and the right and left brain of the frontal cortex. The cerebellum is linked to the spinal cord and controls our automatic reflex actions, one of which is a purely physical reaction of a male to a pretty girl. The spine is the conductor of sexual energy, and at its base is the serpent goddess Kundalini. It is also the site of the point of God, the desire to create in our own image. The exploits of Pan, the goat-foot god, and other Olympian males, and the story of Gawain and the Green Knight apply here. The path leads from Malkut to the sphere of Netzach, the realm of love goddesses, and its tarot card is the moon. The moon is the ruler of the tides of the ocean and the tides of women, who worship her with their monthly gift of blood. Woman has always been linked to the rites of blood, and the three mysteries of womanhood lie in the first menstruation, the first mating, and the giving of birth. All involve this life-holding liquid. The tarot card shows a winding path between the pillar of force, headed by the male principle of Chokmah, and the pillar of form, topped by the female principle of Bina. A dog and a wolf, the domesticated and the wild aspects of human nature, guard the way. This path demands respect and the acknowledgement that we may be civilized, but beneath the veneer, wildness still lurks. Dr. Jekyll still has to cope with Mr. Hyde. The inner power of this path is the ability to control the emotions. The 28th path has the Hebrew letter Zadi as a symbol, and the tarot card is that of the emperor. The path leads from Yesod to Netzah. Dreams and sex makes quite a combination, and all under the rule of the emperor. It is a path of power if walked with understanding and courage. Sexual dreams are part of life. We all have them. And when those dreams turned into films, TV, and advertising, it took sex with it. I told you each sphere on the tree has a magical image. Well, that of Yesod is a beautiful naked man. Netzach is a beautiful naked woman. When the 28th path brings them together on the level of manifestation, it can result in the birth of a child. On the level of Yetzirah, the mating can bring about a prototype, a plan, a dream that can change things in your life. On the level of Bria, the mental coupling brings ideas, inventions, and scientific discoveries. On the level of Atzilut, it can bring about the birth of the savior of the age. The story of Lancelot and Guinevere, Romeo and Juliet, show how love can change events in the physical. Courtly love, the ideal of the troubadour of the Middle Ages, when the highest love was seen as being unattainable and an unfilled dream, lifts it to the astral. The Hieros Gamos, the holy marriage of a high priest and priestess in ancient times, or the marriage of a reigning monarch to the land, as in Elizabeth I, takes it to the mental level. The offering of a life of service to one's God takes it to the spiritual, but only if the offering comes from the heart. The partnership of Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross produced some of the most spiritual writings ever to come from the human heart. Sex is an important part of human life, but it has higher levels to it as well. In the act of love, we come closer to divinity than at any other time. It is a moment when, as the Elohim on the physical level, man and woman say, "Let us create in our own image." This path teaches you to sublimate the power of sex into acts of creativity on the higher levels. The 27th is the first of the lateral paths, joining Hod to Netzach. Its Hebrew letter is Peh, the mouth. It links the mind to creativity and diversity. It is a path for those who create through ideals. Writers, artists, painters, musicians, and poets. But the tarot trump is the struck tower, so we have to look carefully at the use of creativity. It can cause destruction if used unwisely. The tongue is mightier than the sword. One wrong word can undo all the good that has gone before. Think before you speak or act is the lesson here. Use knowledge with care, or you will fall from grace. But if you look closely, you will see that the tower itself is not actually ruined. The card and the path gives us a chance to see a different meaning. Sometimes we need to learn a lesson in order to find hidden strengths in ourselves. This can only happen when we are faced with a sudden reversal of hopes and plans, and have doubts about our ability to cope. Such times are often referred to as the dark nights of the soul, and there are many variations on these on the paths. Use your unseen powers to help you through. It may seem like the end of the world, but you'll never know how strong you can be until you are put to the test. The 26th path goes from Hod to Tiferet. Its Hebrew letter is Ayin, the eye. Its tarot card is the devil. Where the last path warned us that words can be dangerous, this path tells us that ignorance is equally so. We are caught on the horns here of a dilemma, or just the horns of the devil. Gareth Knight points out that this path shows the way to God through the symbolism of the devil. It is a path of self-transformation, and that kind of change is never a load of fun. The power of evil lies in illusion, and we create illusions all around us every day. We cover our mistakes with them and weave them in and out of our public and even our private lives. So what can destroy illusion? Laughter. My teacher told me it was the strongest protection one could have because it broke down the mists of illusion. We become vulnerable because we believe we are vulnerable. Laugh at the devil in any of his forms and he begins to change. The illusion fades, and the brilliant form of the Saviour of the age shines through. This path can open up your ability to see truth. You may not like it, especially when it concerns you personally, but once you have seen the real you, you have taken a giant step forward. Any myth of transformation has a place on this path. It could be your own.